Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias. On this episode, we're going to be recapping some of the big regulatory news to come out of November, including some progress for insulin biosimilars, the European approval of another ranibizumab biosimilar, and the congressional introduction of a U.S. Senate bill that is seeking to nix switching study requirements for interchangeability. The FDA granted an interchangeability designation to Eli Lilly's Resveglar, an insulin glargine biosimilar referencing Lantus. The biosimilar was originally approved in December 2021 and is the second insulin glargine biosimilar and the fourth biosimilar overall to receive an interchangeability designation. Most recently, Capstone Development Services Company announced the Canadian approval of its human insulin biosimilar. The company also received a positive opinion from the European Medicine Agency's Committee for Medicinal Products for Human Use, sending it to the European Commission for final review before approval. In addition to human insulin, the European Union approved Zimlucy, the third biosimilar referencing Lucentis, also known as ranibizumab, to be approved by the European Commission. The biosimilar was created through a partnership between Stada Arzneimittel and Xbrane Biopharma, and would be used to treat several retinal conditions, including age-related macular degeneration and macular edema. In Australia, Alvotech obtained regulatory approval for its adalimumab biosimilar referencing Humira AVT02. It is the seventh adalimumab biosimilar and the 43rd overall to be approved by the Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration. AVT02 will be marketed under two names, Siptunic and Ardalisip, when it enters the market. Another global approval hailed from China, where the National Medical Products Administration approved Biobay, the first denosumab biosimilar to receive regulatory approval in the world. The product was developed by Luye Pharma Group in conjunction with Bowen Biotech for the treatment of postmenopausal women with osteoporosis at increased risk of fracture. The news accompanied the announcement of two Canadian launches from Organon, a bevacizumab biosimilar and a trastuzumab biosimilar, and the announcement that Optum Rx was going to add three adalimumab biosimilars to formulary at parity with Humira. In Congress, the Biosimilar Red Tape Elimination Act was introduced in the Senate. The bill is seeking to increase patient access to biosimilars by making it easier for companies to obtain an interchangeability designation for biosimilars. For biosimilars to be deemed interchangeable, in most cases, the biosimilar must be tested in costly and timely switching studies. If the bill becomes law, the switching study requirement for interchangeability would be removed. Furthermore, the FDA launched a biosimilar regulatory science program, which is expected to help progress biosimilar development and simplify the evaluation process for interchangeability status. The program enables the FDA to make a myriad of changes that Dr. Sarfaraz K. Niazi argued signals a noteworthy shift in the agency's priorities. Niazi broke down the changes and their significance in the most recent installment of his column. Finally, for an episode of Not So Different, the Center for Biosimilars interviewed Craig Burton, Senior Vice President of Policy and Strategic Alliances at the Association for Accessible Medicines, about recent actions from the Biden administration regarding biosimilars and whether they do enough to help biosimilar competition and adoption. Burton discussed the impact of the reauthorization of the Biosimilars User Fee Act of 2022, the Inflation Reduction Act, the FDA's October workshop, the federal investigation into pharmacy benefit manager practices, and the president's public commitment to investing in biotechnology. Thank you for tuning into this special episode of Not So Different. To read more about the stories that we discussed today, you can find the links in the show notes, and until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.